Well, what words to say? It is July 27th. And, well, the month is just gone. It's simply gone. We have a lot of things that have happened to us in July or that are happening around us, not directly to us. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And, well, I was thinking about scheduling this show all week, and I had this avenue and that avenue to go down, but I kept hearing all the voices at RBN, a lot of new voices that I'd never heard before. And, you know, when I hear that a lot, I feel, well, first of all, really good. I feel that we're reaching out and we're touching other people that haven't heard messages. And if you don't listen to RBN, I want to point you that direction, you know, or don't listen to it normally. RepublicBroadcasting.org. It's also a great place to, well, read the news, because as things happen, you can get a lot of different skewed news and find the truth. I dare you. One of the places you can find the truth or a good distillation of the truth would be at RepublicBroadcasting.org. I don't want to harp on that. I will talk a little bit more about that as we go on. Now, Republic of Texas Radio, what are we all about? We're about showing you Texas independence, where we are in Texas independence today. And we can't do that without talking about the world around us. And it's a crazy world. I'm sure you've seen it. I'm getting a little text message or whatever, email coming through. Sorry, that just distracted me. But so the world around us is very important where it comes to Texas independence, but so are all the voices and all the people. And, well, I'm Steve O'Brien. Okay, I probably already told you that. And I have two, co-pilots that I will keep on hand because, well, they're very important to me. And they each have a specialty. It's kind of like I'm stocking the ship with, well, the ability to address situations, and I'll bring them on real quick. First, let's just say hello to Doc. Are you there, Doc?
I'm here. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Let's check in with Alan real quick. Alan, are you there?
I believe I am. Yes, sir.
Okay. So here's the game, guys. You know, as we sit there and talk about Texas independence and, you know, well, this show and what its purpose in life is, we need to understand more about it. We can tell the story of Steve and why I'm actually doing radio. Yeah, heard that, done that, talk about that a lot. Don't want to do that. Oh, by the way, republicoftexas.chattango.com is the chat room, CFR. I'm going to beat you to the punch. You don't have to send me a message, and I'll try to remember in the future. Thank you for the chat room. Thank you, all you guys over at the chat people. That's republicoftexas.chattango.com. But what I was saying is Doc and Alan are particularly important to the show, and I keep them on because, well, I know where they're going. I know my points of disagreement with both of them, and I know where they've been. So let's start. I'm going to use both of them as my guests today because you all might not have heard their stories because they're very important. And because Doc cleared his throat, that's going to make him go first. Hey, Doc, why are you here? I know your background, right? You know, you joined the Navy and you become an electrician. You left the Navy and you became, well, a commercial electrician. And now how did you get to be a doctor? Tell me about those early days. Tell me about you, Doc.
Well, I was doing electrical troubleshooting and loved it. And I had some great schools thanks to the Navy. I went to many, many schools on the GI Bill. And I kept having little issues come up medically. And the pharmaceutical world and the surgical guys never gave me a good option. And one day a friend of mine suggested, why don't you try this doctor I know? And I went to see him, and he wasn't so much a natural doctor like me, but he was doing things a little different, and it opened my eyes to the possibilities of helping people the right way and telling them the truth and not using the horrible medications. And I realized there was a whole lot out there to learn, and for something just kept pulling me that way. So I worked full-time and went to school nights. And it took me a lot longer that way. But I finally got my doctor's degree, and my specialty was in nutritional natural health care. Applied clinical nutrition is what they actually call it. And 20 years later, here I am, still trying to help people.
Well, on the radio, I mean, that's a far jump, right? You know, so, okay, so you go to a doctor, and you talk to him and say, hey, man, this hurts. And he says, what? Well, what are you eating? How did that go out? What do you mean by he's different than you and so forth? What was the deal?
Well, he didn't do all the nutritional things. He did a little bit. And he had gone to become a doctor of chiropractic, so that opened a little different door for him. And he just opened my mind. I told him I was interested in doing something like this, but I wanted to go even more natural. And he said, the door's wide open. He said, once you get your doctor's degree, you can do whatever you like in this field. It's an open door. Hmm. And so he encouraged me, and I said, you know, I'm too old to go back to school, and it's too hard. And he said, I did it, you can do it. And so that inspired me, and he was a good friend. So I kept plugging along, and finally opened my own little office, and that was a scary, scary time. But we survived so far.
So how did you get in? I'm sorry, I'd break in there. Hey, how did you actually get into the alternate view of seeing the reality around us? I mean, the truth is the media lies. Did you know that all along? Did you find that along the way? What are you thinking?
Well, I found it along the way, especially in medical school, because we had doctors of all walks of life teaching and coming in for different seminars and stuff. And I just knew that we really weren't the alternative. We were the originals. We were the naturals. We were the guys that were around from the beginning, and that the pharmaceutical side of life didn't come around till later, and it was mostly based on big money and not the kind of doctor I ever wanted to be. I mean, even if they paid me $1 million a year, I wouldn't go down that road because my conscience just wouldn't let me.
That's interesting. And you met some people, and somehow, you know, you ended up, looking at Texas Independence. How did that happen?
Well, many, many of my patients just happened to be interested in Texas Independence, some from the Republic of Texas, some other groups. And they kept, you know, talking about it and explaining the history and talking about treaties and the Constitution and the violations and things that I never really thought much about. But because they were patients and became friends and part of my family, I decided that, you know, they were worth listening to and maybe learn a little bit from them. So that kind of opened the door to not just natural health care, but looking back at going, taking the country back to the Constitution, which is something that I always believed. I think the Constitution has been buried and forgotten, and I was glad to hear some people were trying to revitalize it.
Hey, you were involved with the Republic of Texas Common Law Court thing. That's where I first heard about you on the Doc Green radio show, and I said, that's a person I want to talk to. And you've been doing radio with me, or on the side of me, or just by yourself, or whatever, for a while now. Did you ever think you'd go there? How's that been? How do you like it?
It's been interesting. When you first asked me, I was kind of clueless and afraid. I thought, this is not where I belong. But then I realized that you were doing a show by yourself and needed some help. And I thought, if I can help in any way, because I had heard your show and I knew you a little bit from the Republic guys. And there was, you know, a good feeling when I talked to you and I realized you really cared. So I thought, okay, if I can help in any way, I'm going to try it. And that also led to me doing my little natural health show once a week on the side. So now I'm doing two shows, and it's kind of funny because I never, ever dreamed I'd be doing radio.
Yeah, I think that's kind of funny, you know, but see, that's the point. You know, all the different paths to Texas independence towards freedom and liberty, you know, we multiply and we are multiplying and moving out there. And I do believe that your voice counts. Everybody's voice counts. There's people like, let's say, Earl in Texas. Now, Earl in Texas, I always take him as a lot like my friend Alan, right, who's just well-spoken, and he's out there, and he's going to tell you the truth. And that just happens. I want to tell you a quick story about Earl in Texas that I got from him, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. And he was over at the Freedom Texas thingy. And, well, he's kind of, Earl says that, well, he has his Texas National shirt, and he wears it all the time. That's his shirt. You know, he wants to support Texas independence. And he was over at the Freedom Texas thing, and he'd been there, well, regularly, always, right? They know Earl over at Freedom Texas, and I think it was Tommy came up to him and said, hey, man, you got to go get you one of those shirts, those Freedom Texas shirts. And he says, I like your shirts. That's really good, but you don't understand. I don't have the money for that shirt, right? You know, our money goes all sorts of different directions, and, you know, to throw money, you got to be careful with your money, even though it is to support a wonderful group like Freedom Texas or the Texas Nationals or the Republic of Texas. All those groups matter, but what matters is your family and your livelihood as well. Well, they said, well, just go over there, grab one, it's yours, just take it, right? And that felt good to me, because, you know, there's profit, and there's, well, it's really not profit when you're dealing with these kind of groups, is it? I don't know. Hey, Alan, are you there?
I am.
What do you think? Are they selling t-shirts for profit, or are they selling it to try to keep the wheels rolling for their group, their organization? Any thoughts?
Well, in that case, it would be profit for the group, which hopefully is going in the right direction and being used for the right purposes.
Right.
You know, once things are beyond your sight or kind of out of your control, you just have to hope for the best and try to put your trust in some people. You know, I've been stepped on and crapped on a few times, and, you know, it's kind of hard to keep going sometimes. Kind of want to turn yourself and say, well, you know, to heck with it. I'm just going to turn into one of these, you know, thieving, backstabbing, you know, lying SOBs and join the rest of the world and become successful. But, you know, it's just not in me. Like you said, you know, a lot of people don't particularly care for my presence sometimes because I don't play the game, what I call the game, you know. You know me. I your past girlfriend, I told her, I said, don't ask me a question you don't want to know the real answer to, you know. It's because, you know, I'm going to pretty much say what I feel. You know, if that hurts your feelings, you know, just don't even ask me then.
You know, right.
I remember one time she asked me, you know, if she started a new job, and it's like, do you think I've changed? And I said, well, yeah, you've changed. The job has changed you. And that kind of upset her, I remember.
Mm-hmm. She wanted to hear everything's hunky-dory or whatever, but that wasn't the truth, you know. That wasn't the truth at all, but then that's kind of like sidetracking the whole thing. I'm going to go towards you a little bit more, Alan. Hey, so check it out. You grew up in Arkansas, right? You know, all your blood comes from here, Gillespie County in Texas. But your childhood and your earlier years come from Arkansas. You went to school, your pre-med, right? You hunted a lot, you fished a lot, and, you know, life was okay, I guess, right? You've done so many different things. It's kind of amazing. You ran a bar, you fixed machines and trucks and thingies, and you're a jack of all trades and master of whatever you want. So so what's the deal? How'd you wake up? When did you figure out something's wrong? Where was your Kairos moment?
Well, I guess I always kind of figured deep down somewhere. I talked to Mark Kornke one time. I was telling him about, you know, kind of how I saw things. And when I started hearing the truth, when I found the station here, started listening to RBN and, you know, various other channels. And but my waking up, really, you know, like I said, deep down, I kind of knew things were wrong. And I was living in Fort Smith and seeing, like I said, every house in our older neighborhood that went up for sale. As you know, the older people were, you know, dying off, they would move off, and the house would be up for sale, you know, two, maybe 3 days, and all of a sudden, you know, someone would move in, and most of the time they did not speak any English, and don't have anything against brown people. But, you know, this is America. I think that if you come into here, you should learn the language. If you go somewhere else, a lot of places do know English because it's kind of a universal language nowadays. But, you know, if you move over there, you're expected, you know, to kind of try to pick up their language.
Right.
They weren't really doing that here. And sitting there watching, you know, Fox, Fair and Balanced, you know, and sitting there telling me that the borders are so, you know, so tight that, a flea couldn't get through. And yet I'm seeing thousands and thousands and thousands of illegal people coming in and getting loans for houses that I couldn't get, you know, any time. And so I started looking for other sources. And when I moved down here, like I said, I found this micro station and started listening, and woke me up. Things started falling into place. You know, I started hearing, you know, this act that was passed by Congress, you know, back then, that everyone said, oh, that's crazy, it won't affect me, I'll just, you know, just, that's just, you know, political BS. But
I
remember this stuff, and you learn that, you know, it's like things started falling. That's why they did this, because it allowed them to do this, you know, 4 or 5 years later on, and it allowed them to do this, you know, later, and things just kind of started dropping into place and making a whole lot more sense as to what I actually saw going on in this world.
Right, it's like a reformatting of your thoughts, and it takes a while for your brain to process a lot of these, you know, possibilities and probabilities, but... Okay, so for me, it was Ed and Elena Brown. And I've told this story over and over again as I watched what was happening to Ed and Elena Brown. And I couldn't find it on a newspaper. I thought it was a big deal, and nobody covered it. And then I realized that they were, well, basically didn't want anybody to know about it. And that led me down that path. That's what I call when I woke up, and when I saw the, well, Ed and Elena Brown thing start coming into play, I said, well, the world isn't, you know, well, let's do CFR, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. Okay, that's the truth. So for you, you had that conversation with Mark Kornke about, quote, waking up. What did he tell you?
He said, well, Alan, did you ever think that maybe all those years you really weren't just asleep? You know, you basically just kind of sleepwalking. You knew something was wrong, but you couldn't pin it down because, you know, like 9/11, when it fell, when I saw those buildings fall, I told those guys, no way in hell that both those buildings fell straight down. I was waiting to see, you know, two or three blocks of lower Manhattan get wiped out when the building fell over. And both of them went straight down, and there was just a little pile of rubble at the bottom, and I was like, what the hell is going on with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the Pentagon gets hit, and it's like, there's not a mosquito flies across that lawn that's not tracked and traced. They don't know who its parents are and where it's going.
Yeah, you know, Deanna Spingola yesterday, they did another World War II thing. Did you happen to listen to that?
Yes, excellent show.
Wasn't it?
And this is one of the things that really, really bugs me is, you know, I think myself fairly intelligent, you know, when I was trying to learn, but so much of the stuff, especially the history, was so dry and boring that, you know, no one wants to learn it, really, unless you're some kind of an oddball, because it was so dry and boring. But you start finding out the real history, and that's real interesting. And it really peeves me that we've been lied to so much. I mean, you know, textbooks, nothing but hogwash. I mean, it's most of them. The one thing I did like was the biological sciences. I was always, like I said, always been outdoors. So I learned my prey. You pay attention. If you can't be a good hunter or fisher unless you pay attention, you know, what is your prey? What do? What do they eat? You know, when are they active? You know, various other things. So, you know, I've always been very observant of my surroundings. And
right.
What I heard on the news just did not jive with what I saw in reality.
Right, and then back to Deanna Spingola's show, right? They talked about a World War II and a World War I and a Germany that's not so well adulterated like it is in the U.S. textbook. One-sided, if, you know, I could use that term, and I can. I can do whatever I want. But it is kind of fascinating, like they were talking about, the only time that you can be thrown in jail is if you talk about one subject, you know, and... we'll get to that subject, folks, but you know about it. Hang on, Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Both our best intentions, I was shy to pay attention. It's like you said, it's in my head. We can't run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, that's the music. We're back in play. Hey, you're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show. I'm Steve O'Brien. I got Dr. David Krupa and Alan Crutcher on the line. And we're just talking a little bit about, well, the Republic of Texas, who we are as people and whatnot. Kind of interested in who you are, what you guys have to think about. We'll be going on to some other topics and just talking about, well, I got a few things to talk about. And I'm sure Alan and Doc do too. But you're free to call in, 1-800-313-9443. You have any thoughts on anything that any one of us have to say, do it. So we were just talking a little bit about, well, Deanna Spingola's show, right? What's the name of her show? It misses me right now, Alan.
Oh, God, you just blanked me out.
Yeah, Sam told me. Spingola Speaks. There you go. It's a wonderful show. Now, yesterday's show, she talked about, well, Germany, right? You know, World War One Germany. And she talked about, well, the other person that was on, the guest, I forget his name, and that's, you know, whatever. But they talked about how the textbooks that are written here in the United States don't show the whole truth. And I really want you guys to go over to republicbroadcasting.org and, you know, go through the archive. That would be the July 26th archives. It's really good because it covers all the bases. It covers this crazy notion that the United States was dragged into war by the Japanese unprovoked. And we get that a lot in our common culture. You know, this culture that we've been given and manufactured, it goes into the one subject that you can't talk about around the world without, you know, getting yourself in trouble. If you start talking about the Holocaust and, well, how some of the numbers, how the math doesn't quite, well, doesn't add up at all, right? And this perpetual lie. And, well, they didn't talk about that book Henry Ford wrote, did they, Alan?
No, The International Jew. You know, when I first got that first volume, it's there's four volumes set, I believe, in that, but the first one is the one that's really interesting. And people that I've given out to since, because did the same thing that I did. They'll come back and they'll say, you know, I had to keep, and I'll just break in and I'll say, you had to keep looking back at the front to see when it was written, didn't you? Because they're saying the same things now as they were saying back in the early 1920s when it was written. Yeah, they're persecuting us, and we've been killed in concentration camps, and we're persecuted, and this and that, and yeah, it's pretty amazing, really, how history repeats itself. Because the victors write the history. We got to understand that if one saying is definitely true, the victors write the history, and they ain't always good people.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, if you're unfamiliar with this conversation line, it's very relevant to us to understand how much of our history has been taken from us and given to us. I remember one time I was living in San Francisco at the time, and I was in this apartment with, well, about 30 people, all from different countries. And then when we got onto the subject of World War II, I was fascinated at the fact that the World War II that I knew wasn't the one that they knew. And they were from South America, Australia, Japan, you know, Russia. And everybody had a different view. And I said, fascinating. We all know something different. Well, we're all programmed differently. And I was programmed with the usual load. And, well, I've educated myself. Spingola Speaks on July 26th, that archive, it's going to be, I believe it's 2 or 3 hours. It's a long one, but it's a really good one. Covers a, you know, big span of time. Hey, before I go on to some of the other subjects I wanted to get to, guys, I want to open the floor to both of you. Is there anything important that we need to talk about? Doc, you got something?
I just happened to notice we had another shooting in Bastrop, Texas. We had the shooting in Germany, and you never heard anything about from our administration that Germany needs tougher gun laws, because like Chicago and D.C., they've got the toughest gun laws in the world. So kind of amazing. We don't hear that when they can't use it politically to stir the pot.
Right. They've already confiscated their guns, so he's not supposed to have one, is he?
Right. Well,
according to our administration, in that kind of a system, he didn't really have a gun. It's all imagination.
Can either one of you tell me a little bit about the guy that, well, shot himself, that was the shooter, allegedly? Did you follow any of that?
Well, they said he was a little bit of a mental patient. He wasn't authorized to have a gun, but he went out and got himself a Glock and did what he wanted. It's like everybody's been saying forever, if you outlaw guns, only the outlaws get them, because they don't go by the rule book.
Republic of Texas Radio Show. Hang on, be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So we're kind of talking about Germany, or, well, Munich, to be specific at this point. And Germany has a interesting correlation to Texas. So I pay a little bit more attention to Germany and so forth. Where I live here in Fredericksburg, Texas, this is one of the old German colonies. Now the Germans came over here. And they roughed it, right? You know, it was just like dirt, and there wasn't a lot of water, and they had to figure out how to survive. And they had the Comanches, and they dealt with all sorts of stuff. They were great farmers. And from all the tales that I heard and I hear, they were good people. They were honest people to the most extent, and they did the right thing and paid attention to their own, and they kept together. And this place really spoke German for a heck of a long time, even up to, you know, World War II, when it became unfashionable to be uttering a word of German. But we're looking at Munich and trying to understand, well, all this stuff that happens, and it's sad. And they, yes, Doc, I get it. You know, Germany is, well, on lockdown where it comes to firearms, and somebody still was able to grab a Glock and then shoot a bunch of people. And Okay, so we look at the individual and you go, well, who was he and what did he believe and what was he doing? And they're like, well, he's a German citizen and he just went nuts and he didn't like immigrants and all this other stuff. And, well, is there truth there? Because I read some things and it was really hard to get the truth. And I guess this is what the media calls fudging the truth. Because what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, please call in 800-313-9443, Ellen or Doc. Maybe you can correct me either. But I heard that he was born in Iran, and he is a dual citizen, and he lived in Iran up until 2 years ago when he moved to Germany. Now, would that make him a German, a native of Germany? Because, well, in that kind of argument, I'm a native Texan. You know, I've been here for 8 years now, and I still can't call myself a native because of my definition. But they seem to paint him as a German, even though he'd only been there for, well, 2 years, and living in Iran is a little bit different than, Germany?
You've got to get the globalist mindset, Steve. You haven't switched over yet to the new trendy thing. There are no nations. There are just us. We're just all one people. We're all the same. There is no difference in us.
Oh, yeah. I wish that was true, but I see all that division. You were talking about the Hispanic-speaking individuals here, the Spanish-speaking people, right? The people that were robbed of their culture by the Spanish, you know, the Native Americans of, Southern North America. Mexico is what we call it today. They come over here, and we do everything to keep them culturally separate. That's by giving them the ability to exist, right? You know, labels and everything's printed in Spanish and English, and they don't have to assimilate because all they're doing is walking into another culture, the American Spanish-speaking culture, not the American English-speaking culture. So it causes division. And, of course, we all know that this is the divide-and-conquer world. And I don't know. I think I'm going a little bit sideways. But I wanted to share this with you, Alan. It was really quite fascinating to me. Last week when the Munich shooting went down, I was listening to Mike Rivero. Now, Mike Rivero does a wonderful show. And I believe his show starts at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And during the Munich shooting, well, Gravero was right on top of the whole thing, and he was calling all the plays and what was going on in the media, and, you know, the one gunman, the two gunmen. And it came down to there was one gunman, and, well, he killed himself. Okay, got it. And, well, what are they still doing out on the streets, you know, bossing people around? Now, Mike Rivero's take was, well, hey, they haven't had anything to do. They're just playing the game. They're keeping it up. But pretty much the show's over, right? One gunman, somebody went out, shot a bunch of people, but the media still kept harping on that. And that's what I remember him saying as I got out of my car and I started walking over to this electronics store that's in town. And I walk in there and I go, man, I was thinking that these flagpoles were going to, you know, have a hard time because they've been running at half-mast for a long time. I mean, as I drive down these streets, we've been all throughout July, I think. Maybe it was June when it started. They've been running half-mast, you know, big shooting here, big shooting there. Let's lower the flags. I don't even know lower the flag protocol because, well, as people die around here in Fredericksburg, they don't put the flag down just for anybody. But, you know, so I told him about my little flag thingy, and I said, well, what happened just in Germany? What do you know? He says, oh, yeah, they're still looking for the shooter. I'm all, no, or the shooters, And I'm like, well, no, it's over. They caught him. He's dead. You know, it's done. And he goes, no. You go over to the, you know, the TV that's on display. Now it's a high resolution. You know, these new TVs, they can get really, you know, lots of dots, man. And they're clear. really crystal clear. They call this thing a 4K TV. And you look at it and you see your talking head sit up there in his fancy pink shirt with his blue tie and his sparkly, I don't know what the heck color eyes he had, but it was just annoying. And you see this skin texture and I'm going, whoa, too much. And he sits there and goes, yeah, it's an active, ongoing situation. I'm all, no, it's not. It's over. And they beat it, and they beat it, and they preempt. And I'm just going, I can't look at this anymore. You know, this is over, man. He says, but they said there's other shooters. I said, well, they don't know anything. You know, it is over. Deal with it. And
they're just doing a smaller version of what Erdogan is doing in Turkey right now, which is just total insanity. I mean, he is using this for nothing but to cleanse anyone and everyone who ever said boo to him behind his back, and he's just cleaning house.
I don't know. It's just crazy, and I don't know. Love Germany. You know, I love the German people. Well, I don't know. I really never spent any time in Germany. I'm fascinated by their culture. I wonder if they still have their culture. You know the lore about the Germans around here, Alan, right? You know, that they were honest, hardworking people. Do you see that in them today?
Well, it's like what my opa said, you know, about his family that came over. He said, doggone it, they just wanted to be free over here. You know, because they had always, and, you know, basically still do, live, you know, I've always lived under a monarchy. You know, they never really knew what freedom was. You know, they might have their little plot of land and everything, but, you know, the taxes and the exactions that were taken out of them, it's just kind of basically what we've gotten to, you know, the point we've gotten to. You know, everything you do, you have to get a permit, a license, and pay a fee and this and that to them. And, you know, it's just everything is taxed, ruled, regulated, ordinanced, and, you know, there is no freedom to do anything.
Yeah, around here in Fredericksburg, Texas, Gillespie County, I'm sure it's all, in a lot of places around the United States. One of the things that we do see is you can get all sorts of tax exemptions. One's a wildlife exemption, which means you quarter off part of your property and say, I'm not going to put cows, goats, or any other, quote, livestock on this chunk. And for that, I get to use the land, and Well, yeah, not pay taxes on it.
It lowers your taxes, just like the agricultural exemption does.
But you can never build on that land ever again, right?
Well, you're talking about the wildlife easements that they're doing.
Right.
Yeah, if you get that, basically you are turning your property over to the government, and yeah, you can never build on it. You can't go out and, you know, scratch the dirt with a spoon without getting in trouble, supposedly. You know, it's supposed to stay just natural the way it was.
Isn't that giving away your land?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I mean, who wants to buy it if you want to sell your property? Who wants to buy it if you can't do a damn thing with it?
And I see people around here doing that, and they fly a metal sign saying wildlife easement, dinky dinky.
Because it's trendy, and those people are the ones who tend to have gate envy, too.
Yeah, they have nice gates leading to their wildlife reserve or whatever.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I know. People are crazy. I get it. But then they're also subsidized by the government, right? You know, they'll take money from the federal government and then speak badly towards them. Do you see that?
Yeah. All these people who say, oh, you don't believe in paying taxes? Like, well, you ask them if they have a tax accountant that does their taxes. It's like, well, you do that so that you'll make sure that you pay the maximum amount every year, right? You just want to give the government everything you can. Like, well, no, I want my subsidies and my deductions and my whole loopholes and stuff. And well,
it's a game.
I wanted to pay taxes. You know, people don't understand how two-faced they are because it's become so normal in our society now that they don't even realize what they're doing. They don't realize that they're not a good person, you know, at heart.
I don't know. I guess, well, this is all about Texas and Texas independence to a certain extent. It's about the Texas that I live in, that we live in. We had Art on last week, and, you know, he's here in Texas. And it was a wonderful show, and we didn't really get to everything that we needed to get to. And that's why we'll bring him back on to hear his, you know, side of Texas independence. But the independent movements are moving. Right. And you might not agree with all the different directions they're going, and sometimes you get little lulls. I can't tell you what the Texas Republic, thetexasrepublic.com, is doing today. I can't tell you what Freedom Texas is doing, freedomtexas.org, or, well, TexNat. I can tell you a little bit about the Texas Nationals. They've reached out to me. They have communications with people that want to hear what's going on. It's kind of nice to have one of the movements, reaching out. And they're working at building the numbers. And that's kind of an interesting thing. What was your take, Doc, on what Daniel Miller was saying when we had him on last? You know, about, I really like to have a rally, but is that just a big kumbaya thing just to, does that actually add numbers?
Well, according to Daniel, no. That's why I said it'd be great to get in with people like Doc Green so they could be on the same page, because Daniel said the rallies look good.
According to you, what are your thoughts on the matter? Do you believe what he says?
Well, I think he's probably right, because I've never seen a rally yet show up with the kind of numbers that really would make a difference. Unless you're going to have a million man march on DC with people that are fed up, it just doesn't seem to do much. And so Daniel's saying that the other route is being effective, and I guess the proof's in the pudding right now. He seems to be having pretty good success.
Yeah, we just need to talk to George Soros and get him to fund our thing, and then we can have a million person march down in Austin.
I think you're being facetious, Alan.
Of course I am. but rallies do one thing. The people who come to them, I think, really enjoy it, because you get to come and realize that you're not alone. You actually get face-to-face to talk to people who understand what's going on like you do. And you try to, get different points of view from different people and just commiserate a little bit with your fellow crazy people, that everyone else seems to think that we are crazy because, it's not what the news says. And you try to explain to them, who owns the news, what it is, what's really going on. I told my cousin the other day, I said, I'm watching RT, and she goes, oh, I bet that's a real truthful source. And I said, you don't even know the half of it. I've tried to explain to them how much they're just being flat-out lied to through omission, if nothing else, and they just cannot grasp it because it pulls them out of their area of comfort.
Yeah.
You know, it came up recently, and we need to ask Daniel the next time anybody talks to him. There have been several questions. What does he do if he starts becoming so successful that they want to buy him off or shut him down? Is he prepared for that, and what kind of plans do they have in the making? And, I think if you could get Daniel's group with some of the rally groups, you'd have that giant turnout, and it might be a really good thing. That's why we need them on the same page.
That's true.
What good does an internet warrior do, a keyboard warrior, if they will never show up physically to do anything? I mean, sure, it's great to sit out there and type all your responses you want to, and if you're a woman, even if you're 4'2" and 300 pounds, you look like Farrah Fawcett on the internet. So, so what good are these, the informed people out there that won't do anything? That's what we need to fight against. The people who know what's going on, they need to come out. They need to join together. They need to let people know that there are numbers, that there are more of us crazy people out there, than they realize.
And they, don't you think that that's why they did that in Turkey?
Pardon?
Don't you think that's why we saw what happened in Turkey? They're afraid people are going to start coming out and following suit, so they want to show in Turkey what will happen around the world if you do that?
People, you can come out now when you can still do it without what's going on in Turkey happening, if we can get it fixed before that's allowed to happen. Because if you can stay hidden, you can stay hidden, but in today's world, you can't go back off in the woods and be by yourself, because everyone has some kind of an electronic signature. They know who you are. You've got a social security number. You've got a driver's license. You've got power coming to your house. You have to have some kind of a communications where there's an electronic record of you in their data bank somewhere, and they will eventually get down to you. And once it gets so bad that starts happening, you're going to wish that you were out with other people and try to get something done sooner.
The night that my perception changed was, and thanks for the correction, CFR, was when Ed and Elena, or Elaine Brown, were under attack, right, by the federal agents, and they were, well, asking to show me the law. And I tried so hard. Well, I hoped. I stayed awake the whole night just thinking, oh, my God, please, please, you know, after going to news site after news site, nothing about it, breaking news about everything except for federal agents, you know, coming in on Ed and Elaine Brown. I woke up and I think I went to sleep that night, and I walked down the street, and I was waiting to hear from, you know, the San Francisco newspaper or the Oakland newspaper or some newspaper that they were covering it, that it was there, and everything was okay. I think that's what we're seeing today with, well, what Daniel Miller says is people that actually look at their states seceding, right, not necessarily only Texas, but their states, they see states' right as a second choice over Donald Trump. Now, last week inspired a lot of people because, you know, the RNC didn't do any shenanigans, and all of a sudden we've got Trump coming in. So they're betting on him, they're hoping on him, and they think things are going to be great. Well, let's see. Wait. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. We'll be right back. We're taking your calls if you want.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night. One more time, short segment, 1-800-313-9443, listening to the Republic of Texas radio show, and we were just, talking about Trump. And, you know, there's a lot of things I think would be really good about having somebody that, doesn't want to, bring you down into a pit of hell like Hillary Clinton, because realistically I don't know much about Trump. I don't know about all the I think there's 1,800 pages of laws out there that need to be, trashed. And then let's start over again. That's why the whole path of the states, places like the nation of Texas, should reassert themselves and form under a republic. And you can go ahead and do it democratically, right? And let's just do it like a republic. And, sitting there trying to patch together the United States of America just reminds me of all the empires around the world. Alan, one of the things that was on Deanna's show was, the concept of all empires crumble, right? And then I said, oh my God, I forgot about the British Empire. How, World War II was the end of the British Empire. They used to say that the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, it kind of sets. Well, I guess if you're talking them and they and who controls all the world, sometimes they point to the Queen of England, sometimes they point to the Vatican, sometimes they point to whatever, Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know. But America, the corporate United States of America, is an empire. Does anybody disagree with that statement? We have military bases everywhere. And all empires fail. Are we betting that if we elect Hillary Clinton that the empire will be safe? Donald Trump, is he going to revert and pull back the empire? Some people say that he might. Some people say otherwise. I don't know. I look at the states and the local people and areas, regions, poison word again. But we need to come together at a lower level, and that's really important. That's all I'm trying to say. Does that make any sense, Doc?
Yeah, it sure does. And I think if Trump's given the chance and elections is fair, he's probably going to make some drastically crazy differences. One of the things we know about Trump is he's built many things. And right now, unfortunately, the administrations for a long time have just tore things down and divided the country and set the table for a collapse. It's pretty much programmed, it sure seems.
Well, okay, let's take that argument or that statement. Okay, Trump's a businessman, and he's going to re-level the playing field for other businessmen and not serve himself and his own interests. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I think he's going to take the principles that he's used all of his life and apply them to common sense government. And like he said, he's going to try to make this place good again. If he does, the whole world changes. But I'll be really amazed if he gets in there. I hope I'm wrong. I'll be so happy to come on here and say I was wrong.
Yeah, Alan, anything?
I would love to, too. I just know that he's been in the game, what I call the game, and he's done well at it. Supposedly he's failed, but, the bankruptcy laws, worked for him. He was able to restructure. But, there's the music.
Ah, yes, that music. We're going on to the second hour, and you guys are welcome to join us. RepublicBroadcasting.org. You're listening to the Republic of Texas radio show.
Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's hour two.